here's a story from The World.
Authorities in Asia have just pulled off what the United Nations calls one of the most successful counter-narcotics operations ever. It happened in the remote hills of Myanmar. The police are celebrating, of course, but the story behind this operation is messy. It involves the Chinese mafia, even Donald Trump. The World's Patrick Nguyen has our story.
Usually when cops seize a lot of drugs, they like to pile them up on a table for the cameras. But for this bust, they needed a field for the photo op.
Yeah, when they put it on display for everybody to see, it was like a football field practically of chemicals and equipment.
That's Jeremy Douglas. He's the head of the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime in Southeast Asia. This bust turned up mountains of meth, 18 tons. Douglas says that's the most seized ever. And chemicals to make drugs, too. Metal drums, plastic barrels, lined up as far as you can see. Also, gleaming lab equipment, these big stainless steel tanks.
We're looking at sophisticated reactor vessels, sophisticated glassware. They're like mini factories that we would see in an industrial park.
Only these super labs were in the jungle in northern Myanmar, close to the border with China. They mostly produced meth, but police also turned up something else. It's a liquid form of fentanyl called methylfentanyl, a supercharged version. 200 to 300 times stronger than heroin. Douglas says that should concern people from here in Asia all the way to the United States.
That's where fentanyl has its foothold. So potentially it could be going there.
There's a lot to untangle with this story. So let's back up. Who is the mastermind behind these drug labs? Well, this gets awkward because the labs were protected by a local militia, one that technically works for the Army of Myanmar. Yes, the very same army that busted the labs. And it seems the militia had cut a deal, saying, hey, we'll protect this area, and since your army budgets are tight, we'll do it for free.
Since the military cannot afford to feed, arm, and equip them, they have to work it out by themselves.
That's Khun Sai Jai-yin. He used to be the secretary for a man named Khun Sa. He's dead now, but when he was alive, he called himself a freedom fighter. The U.S. called him the top heroin producer in the world back in the 90s. So Khun Sai, the former secretary, he knows the global drug trade well. He says his old boss, he would also sometimes tell the army, yeah, I'll defend this area for free. I asked Khun Sai, why would any militia do that?
As long as they are against the government's insurgents, government's opponents, the government just give them a free hand to engage in all sorts of activities.
Activities such as producing drugs, he says. But these militias, they don't know chemistry or how to make meth or heroin or fentanyl, so they have to invite outside mafia, always from China, Khun Sai says, to come and set up the labs and then traffic the drugs on the global market.
Investors would come and set up refineries in these areas because it was safe, from disturbance.
That is safe from army and police disturbance. The super labs that just got busted, no one touched them for ages, and the cops knew they were there. So why were they raided now? It may be that this militia started selling meth to a rebel group in Myanmar that is currently giving the National Army hell. That is a video posted by that rebel group. Khun Sai says, if you do business with guys like that, the army will instantly cancel any protection deal it might have with you.
If you are working for the military, you can do anything. But if you are working for the military's enemies, then it'll be something else.
Something else like you get busted, and all your fancy lab equipment is piled up in a field for the cameras. Now, back to that methylfentanyl. The army seized a whole lot of it from the militia. Picture about 25 bathtubs full, enough to get millions of people high. Jeremy Douglas from the UN says this is big time.
So it could be cut into the heroin market to mix it into that heroin, make it more powerful, because a little bit of this goes a very long way.
Usually fentanyl gets made in some factory in China and then shipped straight to the US. Donald Trump has made a big deal out of this, declaring war on the drug and its suppliers.
And I want to win this battle. I don't want to leave at the end of 7 years and have this problem. Okay, I don't want to, right?
Trump has told China that his trade deals hinge on Beijing shutting down the fentanyl pipeline into America. And in the last 2 years, Beijing has cracked down. But that may be pushing the fentanyl trade into a more lawless place, like the hills of Myanmar. And in Myanmar's drug trade, the goal is always to get product out to a wealthier country. Take meth, for example. Douglas says a kilo of meth from a lab in Myanmar sells for about $5,000.
But by the time it gets to Sydney, Australia, or Tokyo, it will be worth, you know, well over $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 for that kilo.
Now, the real dream market for fentanyl is the United States. It has the biggest appetite for opioids by far. Myanmar's drug lords have pulled this off before, only with heroin, in the 80s and 90s, during the heyday of Khun Sa. Now, this recent fentanyl bust, this is what happens to product seized by authorities in Myanmar. They burn it. We may never know where it was headed. It's hard to say for sure it would have ended up in the U.S. But Jeremy Douglas at the U.N. says that would make a lot of sense. And if that started happening in a big way, it could be a really big deal. The U.S. has brought its war on drugs to Myanmar before by going after the heroin kingpin, Khun Sa. A former DEA chief, Thomas Constantine, once said this about him.
He has delivered as much evil to this world as any mafia don has ever done in our history.
They even tried to kill him, hoping it would collapse the whole market. But that didn't work. Khun Sa retired comfortably, living under the protection of Myanmar's army. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.